Good morning, everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for 10th and Main Public Infrastructure District this Monday, November 4th at 11 a.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Howell and South Jordan. Let's do a quick roll call for the records. My name is Tom Jolly and I am District Counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's paralegal.
I am Victor Kimball.
Dave Kimball.
Jade Peterson.
Justin Kimball.
Ryan Kimball.
I'm Randy Larson with Gilmore and Bell, bond counsel to the district.
I'm over. I'm the writer for Davidson.
Eric Creech with Gilmore and Bell.
I'm Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting and Accounting Services for the district.
And just to clarify for our audio recording, Victor Kimball, Justin Kimball, Ryan Kimball, Jay Peterson, and David Kimball are all board of trustee members of the district. So we have a full board participating at the meeting today. But we do not have any preliminary action items. We're going to move to our consent items on the agenda, which everybody should have received. The board also received in its packet the proposed draft minutes of the September 30th, 2024 board meeting. Any of the board members have any questions on the minutes?
No.
Okay, if there are no questions, we can, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the September 30th, 2024 board meeting?
Sure, I'll make that motion.
Thank you, do we have a second?
I second that, David Kimball.
So we have a motion made by Victor Kimball with a second by Jade, all in favor. Jade Peterson, excuse me, all in favor say aye or yes.
That was
aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move to our action items, which the first one is considering resolution 2024-07, authorizing the issuance and sale of the district special assessment bonds. I'm going to turn the time over to either Randy or Eric to go over and explain this resolution to the board.
Happy to do that. Thanks, Tom. Eric, correct me if I miss anything. This is a follow-up to the, of course, the designation resolution and the assessment ordinance, which has previously been adopted by the board. And this becomes the bond resolution. This authorizes the issuance of assessment revenue bonds payable from the anticipated assessments on the property. It sets parameters of $9.5 million, as well as maturity and interest rate components. It also puts the public on notice of the intention of the district to issue bonds. It approves documents related to the issuance of the bonds. I'll come back and summarize those briefly. And then finally, it also initiates a contest period related to a notice of bonds to be issued, kind of declaring the district's intent, not binding, but nonetheless its intent to issue assessment bonds. So the documents that are appendices are the core bond documents that the resolution approves. We recite the assessment ordinance, but then there is a indenture of trust and pledge. That indenture is basically creates a trust estate around the assessment revenues, brings in a corporate trustee to look over that trust estate for the benefit of the bondholders, and memorializes the financial terms for the bonds. There is also an exhibit, a bond purchase agreement, and that establishes the arrangement whereby D.A. Davidson and Company, as underwriter, will acquire the bonds from the district. That is populated with numbers on the day of sale. but a form of that resolution is attached. We just didn't populate it with the numbers. The sale numbers will be within the parameters of the bonds described in the resolution. There's also a preliminary limited offering memorandum, affectionately known as the PLOM. That is an exhibit to these bonds. That is the disclosure document. That's the offering document that describes the project, the assessment revenues for the benefit of potential bond investors that the underwriter will utilize to attract investment and help set the pricing for the bond purchase agreement. Related to that, there's a continued disclosure agreement, the CDA. The CDA sets parameters for ongoing disclosure for the benefit of the market. These are publicly traded securities or anticipated to be so. And thereby, there are some securities regulations that require ongoing disclosure of some of the key business points for the bonds. So that CDA is attached. There are also a completion agreement and a collateral assignment agreement. These are agreements whereby the developer agrees that in the rare event of default, it would assign through the collateral and completion agreements, such as drawings, designs, et cetera, and allow, in the event of foreclosure, the foreclosing property through the trustee to complete the project. So those are attached as exhibits as well. Finally, there is a designated officer approval in this resolution whereby any member of the board can be a designated officer to finalize the terms of the bonds, so long as those terms are within the parameters discussed in the resolution. And then let me briefly describe the, well, I guess I already did the parameters of the bond. So with that, I will pause, take a deep breath here, and see if there are any questions about this resolution.
So when would we get the final numbers that go in this?
That would be the calendar pricing date. Okay. Sam Elder is on, and maybe Sam, I'll let you describe that process a little bit.
Yeah, and me and Vic went through this, but I think it's helpful for the rest of the board to kind of understand this a little bit more. So when we market a deal or get the offering memorandum posted into the market, we start marketing the deal with the potential investors on the other side. And we are essentially describing, you know, answering questions that they have related to the plan and ultimately getting their gauge on their interest in participating in the deal. And then 2 weeks following the date we post the offering document into the market, there's a pricing date. And that's the date at which we set a rate that we're going to go to market and basically say to investors, you can buy this security at this price under this structure that we've described. And investors have, you know, an hour or so to get their orders in to decide how much bonds they want to take down. At that point in time, if the bonds are fully subscribed, then we would call the development team and get their verbal that they agree to the price at which the bonds were secured or sold. If the bonds were oversubscribed, there may be an opportunity for us to lower the interest rate because we've received more orders than bonds available, and we think we can push pricing a little harder. The last is if it's undersubscribed, there's, you know, the potential that you would have to go back to those investors and ask for them if they would come in at a higher interest rate or under some alternative structure. So the plan is to go to market and, you know, get enough orders that it's filled and then ask the development team if they're wanting to accept the interest rate at which we have sold those bonds. At that point in time, Vic, if your team gave us a verbal to sign off, we would mark the bonds as final, and then all the bond information that you're looking for would get put into the bond purchase agreement and indentures.
Right. Hey, I appreciate you going through that for everyone. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions on the resolution?
No, good.
If not, Tom, I'll turn it back to you to run through the.
Before you turn it back real quick, Randy, just
please.
If you don't mind, from a legal standpoint, Tom and you, Randy, of just giving the development team the, you know, the comfort that when they agree to these documents that we're discussing today, that they're not agreeing that we can sell the bonds at the interest rates that we've set. You know, one of the things that what you know can be a concern is like the maximum interest rate at which we could issue the bonds gets set at 8%, that we can just go without the developer's consent and sell a bond at 8%. Just want to give the development team and the board the comfort that we cannot do something without their permission.
Yeah, good point. The parameters for the bonds are just that. They're the outer parameters, and they need to be high enough to accommodate even the longest coupon or the longest maturity on the bonds. And so they're intentionally set above current market expectations to give you wiggle room around those rates and terms. They're also to help put anyone on notice of the highest amount that you would go. However, there is nothing in this resolution that binds the district. And I'll just make a minor correction. It's actually the district that makes that determination, not necessarily the developer. I realize there's a pretty strong connection, but it's the district that will make that final determination, working with Sam and his team to find an appropriate rate that you agree to. There would be no ability for anyone from the district from the underwriter, bond counsel, from Tom's side to go and affect these rates and agreements without approval. Right now, this resolution grants that approval to any one of the board members to approve that. That's for efficiency if someone's out of town or whatever it may be. But I would clarify that as long as one of the board members approves the final rates and terms within these parameters, then the district can proceed to finalize these agreements based upon those numbers.
Perfect. Thank you.
Beth.
I have a question. This is David Kimball. I'm pretty naive about the bonds, but I'm not quite sure how this timeline works. And logistically, is the money... Once you sell the bonds, once the bonds are sold, the monies go into, some escrow or to what lender do you use? And generally, what would be the timeline if everything went pretty well?
Yeah, the pricing date that Sam referred to is when you'll set those rates. And the whole purpose of doing an offering document, working through an underwriter, is to put those investors in competition for your bond. So instead of negotiating with the bank, you're going to have multiple investors considering being investors in this bonds, which the intent is to bring down the interest rate and make the terms more favorable via competition. On that pricing date, however, no money will change hands. We would have a closing date to allow those final numbers to be populated through these documents as well as closing documents. There's some opinions that the market's going to expect and demand from Todd and from myself to be able to do that closing, but that closing could be a week to 2 weeks after the pricing date. And David, that's when money would change hands. Then those investors will send their money to Dadco, the DA Davidson Sam, and then the underwriter will forward those monies to the trustee under the indenture of trust, and they'll hold it in escrow, which would then allow the district to do reimbursement requests, withdrawal forms that would allow you to timely seek a reimbursement and or direct payment of project costs authorized by the bonds. So that trustee sits in between investors and you as a district, but as long as you're requisitioning for costs that are approved by the indenture, and that list of improvements is pretty broad, as you'll note in the assessment ordinance, previously approved, then that's when you'll be able to get your funds. You can actually have your first reimbursement request queued up as of the day of closing, such that the trustee could receive the bond proceeds and immediately wire to you reimbursement proceeds. We have that requisition completed as part of closing. Often it's a few days after, but that's completely up to the discretion.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Randy. If there are no other questions from the board, we can take a motion to adopt resolution 2024-07 as so stated today. Do we have a motion?
I can make that motion. This is Vic Kimball.
Thanks. Do we have a second?
I'll second that, Jade Peterson.
Thank you. So we have a motion to adopt resolution 2024-07 by Victor Kimball with a second by Jade Peterson. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
I didn't hear a couple of one from Justin or.
Yeah. Aye.
Great. Yes.
Okay, perfect. We got everybody. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. We'll move on to our administrative non-action items. We don't really have anything here unless there is another question or something that the board wants to bring up. So that's a question. Is there any other matter that the board would like to bring up at today's board meeting?
And not by Victor.
Yeah, I don't see any other.
No.
Okay, then we can have a motion to adjourn. Somebody make that motion?
I will make that motion. This is Victor Kimball.
Thank you. Second. Do we have a second?
I second it. David Kimball.
Second by David Kimball. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
So motion passes unanimously. We stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for your
time. Thanks, Dominic. Thanks, Dominic.
Real quick, Tom, Eric and Ashley, can we put you two together to help get the notice published appropriately? Start that clock.
Yeah, I'll send the notice that's in that resolution to Ashley, and we'll walk through where we need to post it.
Get it in the newspaper.
Get it in the newspaper, all that good stuff.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds great.
One other thing, Sam, if Victor and team are wanting to get a reimbursement requisition request ready to go by, you know, for closing date, then we need to get working through that process now. So we can maybe follow up with me and Victor after the call.
Okay. I would like that.
Okay, wonderful.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.